This is a recast of the 7500-word piece, Partial Optimization Method, POM, from schnepat.com. This article discusses the Partial Optimization Method, POM, and its application in solving complex engineering optimization problems. POM breaks down larger problems into smaller subproblems, allowing for a more focused and efficient approach to optimization. It has been widely used in various fields, such as engineering, healthcare, logistics, and finance. POM offers benefits, such as generating optimal solutions, flexibility, increased efficiency and effectiveness in problem solving, and cost-effectiveness in resource allocation. However, it also has limitations and challenges, such as the need for accurate data, complexity of decision-making, potential risk of sub-optimization, reliance on approximation techniques, and computational expense. Despite these limitations, POM remains a valuable tool for decision-making and problem-solving. The article also compares POM with other optimization methods and discusses the importance of POM in the era of big data and data analytics. Finally, it highlights the future prospects and research directions for POM, including the integration of artificial intelligence and machine learning. Overall, POM offers a practical and scalable solution for organizations looking to optimize their processes and make informed decisions in various industries. Let's listen in.
Today, we're diving into the topic of the Partial Optimization Method, or POM, which is a mathematical technique used to solve complex engineering optimization problems. The main idea behind POM is to divide a larger problem into smaller subproblems, solve each subproblem individually, and then combine the solutions to obtain an optimized solution for the entire problem. This method is particularly effective for problems with numerous decision variables and constraints, as it reduces the complexity of the optimization process.
That's right. By breaking down the problem into smaller components, POM allows for a more focused and efficient approach to optimization. It's especially useful when dealing with nonlinear or multi-objective optimization problems, where the objective functions are subject to various constraints. POM has been widely applied in various engineering fields, such as structural design, manufacturing, and operations research. It provides a powerful framework for tackling complex optimization problems and is an essential tool for engineers and researchers in diverse fields.
Exactly. Let's start by delving deeper into the principles and applications of POM. One of the key principles of POM is that it optimizes a portion of the overall system while keeping the other parts fixed. This allows for a more efficient approach to optimization by focusing on specific aspects of the system that are of utmost importance. It doesn't require a complete understanding or optimization of the entire system, which can be complex and time-consuming.
Right. POM has important applications in various fields. In engineering, it aids in the optimization of designs for structural and mechanical systems by considering constraints, such as cost, weight, and durability. In healthcare, POM algorithms have been applied successfully to optimize treatment plans for diseases like cancer, ensuring maximum effectiveness while minimizing side effects. POM also assists in logistics and transportation by optimizing routes, minimizing costs, and reducing carbon footprints. And in finance, it helps investors in portfolio optimization, allowing them to maximize returns while reducing risk.
Absolutely. POM offers several benefits and advantages. One major benefit is its ability to generate solutions that are optimal not only from a cost perspective, but also from a quality perspective. POM takes into account multiple objectives and constraints, allowing decision makers to consider both financial and non-financial aspects of a problem. This means that POM can help organizations make more informed decisions that align with their strategic objectives.
That's right. Another advantage of POM is its flexibility and adaptability. It can be applied to various types of optimization problems across different industries and sectors. POM also allows decision makers to incorporate uncertainty and risk into their decision-making process. By considering risk factors, POM can help organizations make more robust and resilient decisions.
Increased efficiency and effectiveness in problem-solving is another benefit of using POM. It allows for the identification and prioritization of the most critical variables within a complex system, enabling decision makers to focus their efforts on the most influential factors. This targeted approach increases efficiency and enhances the effectiveness of problem-solving efforts.
Absolutely. And cost effectiveness in resource allocation is yet another advantage of POM. By applying POM, organizations can allocate their resources in an optimized manner, ensuring maximum efficiency and cost effectiveness. The method takes into consideration the constraints of the organization, such as budget limitations, and seeks to find the most optimal solution that maximizes the outcome.
Flexibility and adaptability to changing circumstances are also crucial aspects to consider when implementing POM. It allows for changes in the inputs and weights assigned to each objective in order to reflect current circumstances accurately. This means that decisions made using POM can be adjusted quickly and efficiently in response to changes in the market, technology, or any other relevant factor.
That's right. Now let's talk about some of the applications of POM in business. POM can be used to enhance the efficiency of operations management within a company. By analyzing processes and identifying bottlenecks, POM allows managers to streamline operations and reduce costs. It can also aid in supply chain management by optimizing inventory levels and improving delivery times.
Absolutely. POM can also be utilized in marketing and sales strategies. By identifying the most influential factors in customer behavior, such as pricing or product features, POM can help companies tailor their marketing efforts and maximize customer acquisition and retention. And in financial management, POM helps companies allocate resources effectively and optimize financial decision-making.
Operations management and supply chain optimization are other important areas where POM can be applied. By optimizing individual elements in a supply chain network, companies can make incremental improvements in their operations without requiring a complete overhaul of the entire system. This targeted approach allows for more efficient and cost-effective optimizations.
Marketing strategy and customer segmentation is another area where POM can make a significant impact. By dividing customers into segments based on their characteristics and preferences, companies can tailor their marketing efforts to specific target groups, resulting in increased conversion rates and customer satisfaction.
And in financial management, POM plays a valuable role in portfolio optimization. It allows investors to control their investment risk by setting a maximum acceptable level of diversification within their portfolios. By using POM, investors can maximize their returns while managing their risk exposure.
Absolutely. Now let's talk about some of the challenges and limitations of implementing the partial optimization method. One major challenge is the need for accurate data and information. The effectiveness of POM heavily relies on the quality of the input data, as any inaccuracies or inconsistencies can lead to flawed results and decisions. Organizations must prioritize the collection, analysis, and utilization of accurate data to enhance the effectiveness of their decision-making processes.
That's right. Another challenge is the complexity of the decision-making process. POM helps tackle complex decisions by breaking them down into smaller parts or sub-decisions. However, it still requires careful analysis and consideration of various factors before arriving at a solution. Organizations must be prepared to invest time and effort into understanding the problem and evaluating the pros and cons of different alternatives.
Absolutely. And there is also the potential risk of sub-optimization. POM focuses on optimizing specific components of a system, which may lead to neglecting other areas that are equally important for the overall performance of the organization. Organizations must maintain a balance between optimizing individual components and considering the overall impact on the entire organization.
Indeed. Despite these challenges, POM offers valuable insights and can be a useful tool for decision-making in various fields. It provides a flexible and efficient approach to optimization, allowing organizations to achieve optimal results and make informed decisions.
That's right. And when comparing POM with other optimization methods, it's important to consider its advantages and limitations. For example, POM can be compared to simulated annealing, SA, which is known for its ability to escape local optima and explore different regions of the search space. While SA is effective in certain scenarios, POM offers a more systematic and comprehensive approach to problem solving.
Absolutely. And another popular optimization technique is genetic algorithms, GAs, which mimic natural selection and genetic recombination. GAs are particularly effective in dealing with large, complex search spaces. When comparing POM with GAs, we find that while GAs can handle a larger search space, they are computationally expensive and may require significant resources. POM, on the other hand, offers a more efficient and resource-friendly approach.
Right. And it's also important to compare POM with other state-of-the-art algorithms such as particle swarm optimization, PSO, ant colony optimization, ACO, and Tabu Search, TS. By comparing POM with these algorithms, we can better understand its performance and determine its effectiveness in different contexts.
Agreed. Now let's discuss the limitations of POM. One limitation is that POM may not always yield the best possible outcome. Due to its partial nature, it focuses only on the most critical aspects of the problem while ignoring other variables that could be essential for achieving optimal results. This can lead to suboptimal solutions that fail to consider the holistic nature of complex systems.
That's right. And another limitation of POM is its reliance on approximation techniques, which can introduce errors and inaccuracies into the optimization process. The use of simplified models and assumptions may hinder the ability of POM to accurately capture the dynamics and interdependencies of real-world problems. And when dealing with large-scale systems, POM may be computationally challenging, requiring extensive resources and time.
However, despite these limitations, POM remains a valuable analytical tool. It is particularly useful in problems that require quick and efficient decision-making under limited resources or time constraints. So even though it may not always yield the best possible outcome, it offers a practical and scalable solution for real-world applications.
Absolutely. Now let's compare POM with heuristic methods. Heuristic methods often rely on a simplified representation of the problem, which may overlook crucial intricacies. On the other hand, POM allows for a more detailed analysis of the system, taking into account various interdependencies and constraints. This leads to a more accurate and comprehensive solution.
That's correct. And POM prioritizes the minimization of costs and resources, allowing for efficient allocation and optimization. This is in contrast to heuristic methods, which may focus on achieving a satisfactory solution without necessarily considering the most cost-effective approach. Ultimately, POM offers a more rigorous and systematic approach to problem solving, which is crucial in fields where precision and accuracy are paramount.
Now let's compare POM with genetic algorithms, GAS. GAs are a type of evolutionary computation technique that emulates the process of natural selection to find optimal solutions to complex problems. While GAs can handle a larger search space and adapt and learn from previous iterations, they are computationally expensive and may require significant resources to execute.
That's right. And another limitation of GAs is that their performance heavily depends on the design choices of their operators and parameters, which can pose challenges in fine-tuning them for specific problem domains. On the other hand, POM requires accurate knowledge of the system's behavior to achieve optimal solutions, and it may only provide local optimum solutions rather than global optimum solutions.
Absolutely. And another potential drawback of using POM is its computational expense. As the complexity of the problem increases, the time and resources required to run the optimization process also increase. This can be a significant drawback for real-world applications where time and resources are limited.
Right. But despite these limitations, POM still offers valuable insights and benefits in solving complex optimization problems. It has been successfully implemented in various industries, such as manufacturing, healthcare, and retail, yielding significant cost savings and operational efficiencies.
Absolutely. For example, Walmart has utilized POM in its inventory management to effectively manage its vast inventory and optimize supply chain processes. By accurately predicting consumer preferences and adjusting inventory levels, Walmart has been able to ensure product availability while reducing costs and improving overall efficiency.
And Google has implemented POM for search engine algorithm optimization. By segmenting the optimization process into smaller parts, POM allows Google's algorithm to adapt to changes in user behavior and preferences, ensuring accurate and relevant search results over time. This streamlined approach saves time and resources while promoting continuous improvement and innovation.
That's right. And airlines have also recognized the significance of efficient flight scheduling and route optimization. By implementing POM, airlines can optimize their route planning, minimize operational costs, and maximize customer satisfaction. POM enables airlines to respond dynamically to unforeseen events, such as weather disruptions, by quickly recalculating schedules and minimizing the impact on passengers.
Absolutely. These case studies highlight the effectiveness of POM in different contexts and demonstrate its ability to drive positive outcomes in various industries. POM offers a practical and scalable solution for organizations looking to optimize their processes and make informed decisions.
Now let's discuss the importance of POM in the era of big data and data analytics. As the volume of data continues to grow exponentially, organizations face the challenge of analyzing and extracting meaningful insights from this information overload. POM offers a systematic approach to handling complex and vast data sets by breaking down the problem into smaller components.
That's correct. By focusing on the partial optimization of specific elements or constraints within the system, POM allows decision makers to evaluate the impact of changes in individual variables on the overall system. With the advent of advanced analytics techniques, such as machine learning and artificial intelligence, POM can leverage these tools to gain deeper insights and predictive capabilities.
Absolutely. POM can identify patterns, relationships, and trends in the data, enabling organizations to make informed decisions and develop effective strategies. In the context of big data and data analytics, POM emerges as a valuable tool that can enhance decision-making processes and drive organizational success.
Now let's explore the future prospects and research directions for POM. There is a need to further investigate and develop fusion strategies for combining diverse optimization algorithms that can adaptively select the most suitable algorithm based on problem characteristics. The application of POM in real-world scenarios and its performance analysis against other state-of-the-art optimization algorithms should be explored further.
Absolutely. Research should also focus on designing novel and efficient algorithms for the internal optimizer to enhance its convergence speed and accuracy. Additionally, the integration of parallel computing techniques with POM should be investigated to exploit the computational power of modern computing architectures and accelerate the optimization process.
That's right. With further advancements and research in these directions, POM has the potential to become a leading optimization technique in various fields of study. Its ability to combine multiple optimization algorithms and utilize their strengths makes it a versatile and efficient approach.
And let's not forget about the integration of artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning, ML, in POM. This integration holds immense potential for improving decision-making processes and optimizing performance. By dynamically adjusting variables and parameters based on real-time data and evolving conditions, POM becomes more adaptive and dynamic in nature.
Absolutely. AI algorithms can process vast amounts of data and learn from patterns and trends, enabling POM to have a more accurate and efficient decision-making process. The integration of AI and ML in POM revolutionizes the field, paving the way for more effective problem-solving and optimization techniques.
That's correct. And as emerging fields like healthcare and renewable energy continue to evolve, exploring the application of POM becomes increasingly crucial. POM can be utilized to streamline workflow processes, optimize resource allocation, and enhance patient care in healthcare. In renewable energy, POM can maximize the utilization of resources and improve efficiency.
Absolutely. By adopting POM methodologies, stakeholders in these fields can effectively address the challenges they face, contributing to the advancement of these industries in a sustainable manner. POM has immense potential to drive positive change and optimize operations in various sectors.
And finally, as we conclude our discussion on POM, it's important to recap its importance and benefits. POM provides a systematic approach to deal with complex optimization problems, offers flexibility and adaptability to changing constraints and objectives, enhances decision-making by providing insights into trade-offs between conflicting objectives, and promotes collaboration and consensus building among stakeholders.
That's right. And we encourage further exploration and adoption of POM due to its potential to revolutionize the field of operational management. By providing a holistic approach and offering a practical and scalable solution, POM can unlock significant benefits for organizations across various industries.
Absolutely. And as technology advances and further research is conducted, POM will continue to evolve and improve, leading to more effective problem-solving and optimization techniques in the future.
So let's embrace the potential of POM and continue to explore its capabilities. It has the power to shape decision-making processes and drive optimal outcomes in various fields of study.